Could you, do you have a memory that stands out from this summer?
Yeah, so last week we scheduled our first inter-camp basketball game with Camp Billings. So Billings made a all-girls team to bring over to us. And it was just a little bit stressful because it was last minute and it was a morning game. So I was kind of running around trying to set things up right after breakfast and during assembly. And I had left the court while the girls met up to get ready for the game, to like wait in the field for the Billings van to show up so they wouldn't be alone. And once I had gotten back to the basketball court with the Billings, the teams were, our team was all set up doing like dynamic stretches, and they were doing like line drills, like with the layups. And Jane Hussey, who's a clubber, had like her bucket hat and a clipboard and a whistle, and just like completely taking over the coaching role of the game. And then she had them going all through warm-ups. She had everything set up. She was having them do cheers, and she was welcoming the other teams and just being really like inclusive and enthusiastic about the match itself. And then Audrey Ryan, who was a, she's a sub-clubber, also had found a whistle and really wanted to referee the game. And I thought that that was really cool. One, because I don't know how to referee a basketball game and didn't think about that in the planning process. But just that, like, obviously playing in the game would be, like, the most fun aspect of the game. But Audrey just wanted to ref, and just they just both stuck out so much throughout the entire game that I'm sure the other camp thought that they were counselors, and knowing that they were only 15 and 16 years old and blending in with us and just showing so much enthusiasm. It was awesome to see them take that initiative and be leaders with everyone.
And then do you have a camp memory that kind of exemplifies like the Aloha spirit?
Yeah, so we do assemblies every morning, and Helen Doherty typically does her Zumba assembly. But the first week of camp, she did her Zumba assembly. And it's so funny because I just know, like, when somebody comes up to me to ask to do Zumba, or specifically Helen, because she just loves doing Zumba with everyone, the first reaction is kind of like, oh, I don't know, like, it's kind of out of my comfort zone. I don't feel comfortable dancing. And the way that Helen can just stand up in front of the whole camp and somehow convince everyone to be so involved with such an activity is just amazing. And she always starts it out by making sure everyone stands up. And then she talks about how, like, everyone must participate, but they can all participate in their own way. And so when the music starts, some people will start dancing, some people do their own thing. I start dancing. And everyone goes, they go a little crazy and they get really excited and they laugh. And it touches upon of like being healthy and like feeling really good about yourself in positive ways, but also just kind of like letting go and not caring about what you're doing or what people are seeing, and just having fun with something, even though it might not be like a strength of yours. And as you like kind of look around the holly, some people are really good dancers and some people are just letting loose and can't keep their feet straight. But like everyone's typically smiling and having fun with it, and everyone feels this is a community where like you can engage in that way, and like your friends are going to have fun with you no matter what. And you can see that there's no judgment amongst the groups, and like everybody just kind of engages with it and feels supported and can let loose and have that kind of fun together.